we bought it outright and decided that we would convert it into a pub back to its original. Started working on it, worked all the way through, had tradesmen in it. It was an old hall house, and you'll know the bits and pieces on the history of it. Three cottages, dates back to about 12th century, but it was built mostly 1500s. So it's probably the oldest one. I think it's older than the farriers down the road, this one. It was quite a hub of the community as well, I believe. We're getting lots of regulars, lots of locals. And then we decided that we opened, we was put back a bit by about 2 months due to tradesmen, due to the holidays, getting the tradesmen, materials have gone through the roof, looking out. We did a lot of work ourselves. We've got family in the trade, in the business, so we picked all the colours, done all the interiors ourselves, didn't rely. We're in the industry, so we've used a lot of the interior people who we've known over the years in the pub game, so we use them for the furnishings. Kept the ragstone floor, kept all its beams, haven't taken anything out. It's just a little bit smaller, obviously, because we're waiting on planning for the house next door. And then opened it on the 11th of May. Do food every single day. We're open every single day. I know a lot of pubs are closing Mondays and Tuesdays. I don't really know why, to be fair. But they say it's staffing, but I can't see that. We're coping with it. So basically, all the times of the food, and we do pizzas, we do traditional food. You can go really fancy if you want, which we can do later on, add specials and things like that. But we're doing a basic menu, good cooking, like your traditional ploughmans, your pies, your ham, egg and chips, your traditional pub grub. But I think you've got to be a good pub. You've got to be good, you've got to be open at time, you have to be consistent. If you say you're going to open your times 12 till 3, 6 till not food, you've got to be open. You can't, if you're quiet at night, it gets really quiet sometimes, 10 o'clock and you shut. People just shut their pubs up at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Well, that's not consistent, because on the way back they're not going to call in. The tennis club are not going to come in because you're shut at 9, now you're going to know you're going to shut at 9:30. So we've opened and it's been quite successful from there, really.